Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing work under pressure. Working under pressure is a common experience that many people face in their professional lives. In the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked to describe such a situation. This topic is frequently encountered in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. Let's explore how to effectively address this topic and maximize your score. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about work and pressure. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you often work under pressure? Answer: Yes, I do. In my current job as a project manager, I frequently find myself working under tight deadlines. It's quite common in my field to juggle multiple tasks simultaneously and ensure everything is completed on time. While it can be challenging, I've learned to thrive in high-pressure environments and even find it stimulating at times. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to working under pressure. Describe a time when you had to work under pressure. You should say what the situation was, why you were under pressure, how you handled the situation, and explain how you felt about it. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to work under immense pressure during my final year at university. The situation was that I had to complete my dissertation while simultaneously preparing for my final exams. The pressure stemmed from the fact that both tasks were incredibly time-consuming and equally crucial for my degree. The dissertation had a strict deadline, and the exams were scheduled immediately after. Failure in either would have jeopardized my graduation. To handle this challenging situation, I devised a rigorous schedule. I allocated specific hours each day for dissertation work and exam revision. I also employed various time management techniques, such as the Pomodoro method, to maximize my productivity. Additionally, I sought advice from my professors and collaborated with classmates to form study groups, which helped me stay on track. Looking back, I feel a sense of pride and accomplishment. Although it was undoubtedly stressful, the experience taught me valuable lessons about prioritization, self-discipline, and working efficiently under pressure. It also boosted my confidence in my ability to handle challenging situations, which has proven beneficial in my professional life. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to work? Answer: This experience significantly impacted my approach to work. It taught me the importance of proactive planning and effective time management. Now, I always break large projects into smaller, manageable tasks and set interim deadlines to avoid last-minute rushes. I've also become more adept at prioritizing tasks based on their urgency and importance, which helps me maintain a balance even when faced with multiple deadlines. Do you think pressure always has negative effects? Answer: Not at all. While excessive pressure can certainly be detrimental, I believe that a moderate amount of pressure can actually be beneficial. It often serves as a catalyst for creativity and can push us to perform at our best. Pressure can enhance focus, boost productivity, and help us discover capabilities we didn't know we had. The key is to find the right balance and develop strategies to manage pressure effectively. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Question: Do you think people perform better under pressure? Answer: It's an interesting question, and I believe the answer varies from person to person. Some individuals seem to thrive under pressure, finding that it sharpens their focus and drives them to peak performance. For these people, pressure acts as a catalyst for creativity and problem solving. However, it's important to note that excessive pressure can be counterproductive. When stress levels become too high, it can lead to burnout, decreased productivity, and even health issues. The key lies in finding the right balance, enough pressure to stimulate performance without overwhelming the individual. Moreover, the nature of the task at hand also plays a role. For routine tasks, pressure might not significantly enhance performance, but for tasks requiring creative thinking or quick decision-making, a certain level of pressure could potentially boost performance. Ultimately, I believe that while some pressure can be beneficial, it's crucial for organizations and individuals to create environments that promote sustainable high performance rather than relying on constant high-pressure situations. Question: how can companies help employees manage work-related stress? Answer: companies can play a crucial role in helping employees manage work-related stress. Here are several strategies they could implement. Firstly, promoting a healthy work-life balance is essential. This could involve offering flexible working hours or remote work options where possible. Such policies acknowledge that employees have responsibilities outside of work and can significantly reduce stress levels. Secondly, companies can provide stress management training. These programs can teach employees effective coping mechanisms, time management skills, and relaxation techniques. This equips staff with the tools they need to handle pressure more effectively. Another important aspect is fostering open communication. Creating an environment where employees feel comfortable discussing their concerns with managers can prevent stress from building up. Regular one-on-one meetings and anonymous feedback systems can facilitate this. Companies should also consider offering wellness programs. These might include on-site fitness facilities, meditation classes, or access to counseling services. Such initiatives demonstrate a commitment to employee well-being and provide practical support. Lastly, ensuring reasonable workloads and clear job expectations is crucial. Regularly reviewing and adjusting responsibilities can prevent employees from feeling overwhelmed. By implementing these strategies, companies can create a more supportive work environment, leading to happier, healthier, and more productive employees. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: thrive under pressure, pressure. Phrasal verb, to flourish or perform well in stressful situations. Example, some people thrive under pressure, producing their best work when deadlines are tight. Juggle multiple tasks. Phrase, to handle several responsibilities simultaneously. Example, in my role, I often have to juggle multiple tasks to meet various project deadlines. Time management techniques. Noun phrase, methods used to use time effectively. Example, employing effective time management techniques can greatly improve productivity. Prioritization. Noun, the action of arranging tasks in order of importance. Example, effective prioritization is key to managing a heavy workload. Proactive planning. Planning, noun phrase, the process of preparing for future tasks or problems before they occur. Example, proactive planning can help prevent last-minute crises and reduce stress. Catalyst for creativity. Metaphor, something that sparks or stimulates creative thinking. Example, for some artists, pressure serves as a catalyst for creativity, inspiring their best work. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing working under pressure, use a variety of vocabulary and avoid repetition. Incorporate idioms and phrasal verbs naturally. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to support your points. Use a range of grammatical structures, including complex sentences. Practice speaking about pressure and stress management regularly to improve fluency. Pay attention to pronunciation, especially with stress-related vocabulary. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and examples for your opinions. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors. To further improve your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to explore related topics such as how to describe a time you had to learn from a mistake, or how to describe a person who is very good at handling stress. These topics will help you build a broader vocabulary and develop more nuanced responses for the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.